I invite the children up for a children's message. Carter. Clara. Good morning. How are you guys? Good. Anybody go outside today? Anybody go outside? Did you go outside? Is it cold outside? Is it cloudy? No, I don't think it's, because if you look out there, it's kind of bright and shiny. This morning when Joan and I were coming in, I had to put my sunglasses on. I have my sunglasses. Should I put my sunglasses on? Is that okay? I'm going to put my sunglasses on because they're really cool. You like them? It's like really dark in here now. But I could still see you. Why do I put sunglasses on? Because it's sunny out. And we were driving in this morning, and the sun was so bright in front of me, I actually put my hand up to kind of block the sun, because even these sunglasses, it was too bright outside. In our story that Mr. Swenson just read, he read about when Jesus took three of the disciples up a mountain, and there on top of the mountain, Jesus became so bright. He was brighter than the sun. He was brighter than the snow. He was brighter than everything. And the disciples, they didn't have sunglasses. So what do you think they did when they saw Jesus, Elijah, and Moses so bright? Do you think they go, they open their eyes and go, wow, or did they cover their eyes? Any ideas? I think they probably go, oh, wow. But they tried to look at Jesus, Elijah, and Moses, who were really bright and shiny. Now, have your parents told you, I got to take these off because I can't see very well. And I like people looking in my eyes. It's bright in here now. Are you supposed to look at the sun? No, because that could hurt your eyes if you looked at the sun. I almost asked around to see if anybody had a welder's mask to bring in, because with the welder's mask, that's designed to help you look at really, really bright things without hurting your eyes. But I got thinking, Jesus, I got to get my sunglasses here. Not to put on, though. I'll just go like this. I lost my train of thought. Do I look silly? Yeah. Yeah? That's okay. I like looking silly. Here's the train of thought. When you think of God, do you think God is bright and sunny, or do you think God is dark and gloomy? Do you think God's bright or dark? I think he's bright too. I think God is so bright that we probably almost need to put our sunglasses on because God is so bright. And here's my little connection. I think Jesus is kind of like sunglasses. Jesus helps us to get close to God and not to be afraid of God's brightness or his glory or all that things, but Jesus helps us to get close to God. So I don't know, that's kind of a bad analogy, but Jesus is our sunglasses. All right, we're going to pray. Should we have everybody pray along with us? Yeah, all right. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us. For the sunshine outside. For the sunshine inside. Help us to see your love and glory. And to share your love and glory with everyone. Amen. But I don't think you can go back yet, right? Denise, you wanted me to hang on to these two really tight? Because I think we have a job to do. A big job. Can I hold something?
I don't know what I'm doing. Here, hold that.
Okay. Tuna, cream of mushroom.
In all honesty, I'll just let you know, Evan was supposed to be here today. He's a much better speaker than I am. But the sickness train came to our house last week, ran me over, backed up, ran me over again. I'm feeling better, except for the cold medicine I took today, so I feel a little off. But Evan needed extra sleep, so he's probably still sleeping because I just texted him and asked him if he was awake. But March is a special month. Anybody can tell me what March is, why March is so special?
I said it 4 times during the announcement. Oh,
did you? The thing was a down. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I come home from work and I'm like, I don't have anything to make for dinner. Does that mean my cupboards are bare? Let's see, I've got tuna in there. I have cream of mushroom soup, I've got noodles, but I'm looking, there's nothing for us to eat for dinner. Pretty sad. But is that really true? No. I'm just not a very good cook. But I've been very blessed to have a great job where I can support Devin and myself and our lifestyle, but there's a lot of people that come home from work and they actually don't have any food in their cupboards, and they open it and they don't have anything to eat. And we always think of these people at Christmas time because it's forgiving, but right now is the time where the food shelves really need our help. So the kids and I, those kids, and maybe an extra one over there if she's willing to help, are going to try to stock our food shelves. What's really cool about the Food Share Month is that our donations are doubled. So today when we go down to Coffee Fellowship, your donations there will all be given for the food shelf, and it gets doubled. So let's be generous. Also, the kids decorated designer grocery bags for you to go into your cupboards and take out the tuna and the cream of mushroom soup and fill up the bags and bring them in. We have a nice tote back there, and Evan and I will be taking that to the food shelves for our donations. So if you guys would like a designer bag, raise your hand, and we'll pass them out.